WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's little and big curveballs. Today we're diving into something seriously important: prioritizing your needs and desires. You heard me right. We live in a world that often screams, put others first, but let's be real, you can't pour from an empty cup. If you're constantly giving, giving, giving without taking care of yourself, eventually, you'll hit burnout city. And trust me, nobody wants to end up there. So, why is prioritizing your needs so crucial? Because it's about creating a life that feels truly fulfilling, not just one where you're perpetually running on fumes. Think about it like this. Your needs are the foundation of your well-being, your physical health, your emotional stability, your sense of happiness and purpose. When those needs are neglected, everything else starts to crumble. You become less resilient, less patient, and let's face it, a lot more irritable. Now, I'm not saying you need to turn into a selfish hermit, though sometimes a little alone time can be heavenly. It's about finding that beautiful balance, being there for the people you love while also honoring your own needs. It's about recognizing that taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Ready for some golden nuggets to help you prioritize like a pro? Buckle up. 5 key takeaways to prioritize your needs. 1. Know yourself like the back of your hand. Before you can prioritize your needs, you gotta know what they are. What makes you feel energized? What drains your energy? What brings you joy? Take some time for self-reflection, journal, meditate, whatever works for you, and really dig deep into what makes you tick. 2. Say no more often. This is a game changer. It's okay to decline requests that don't align with your priorities or leave you feeling overwhelmed. Remember, saying no isn't rude, it's self-respect. Think of it as protecting your valuable time and energy for things that truly matter. 3. Schedule time for you. Treat yourself like a VIP. Block out time in your schedule for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's reading a good book, taking a long walk in nature, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of coffee. Make it non-negotiable, just like any other important appointment. 4. Set boundaries like a boss. Boundaries are your best friend. They define what you're comfortable with and protect your energy. Whether it's setting limits on social media, learning to delegate tasks at work, or communicating your needs clearly in relationships, boundaries create space for you to thrive. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're doing the best you can. There will be times when you slip up, and that's okay. Learn from those moments, adjust as needed, and keep striving towards a life that honors your needs and desires. Ever feel like you're constantly on autopilot, just going through the motions? Like there's this nagging voice inside saying, wait, isn't there more to life than this? Yeah, me too. That feeling is often a sign that we've lost touch with our own needs and desires. It's like driving with your eyes closed. You might be getting somewhere, but it's definitely not the most enjoyable ride. Let me tell you about Sarah, my friend who was drowning in busy. She had a demanding job, a big family, and volunteered at her kids' school. She was constantly running around, taking care of everyone else, but completely neglecting herself. One day, she hit rock bottom, exhausted, stressed, and feeling completely disconnected from herself. That's when she realized something had to change. She started small, scheduling time for walks in the park, joining a yoga class, and learning to say no to commitments that drained her energy. It wasn't easy at first, but slowly but surely, Sarah rediscovered who she was outside of all her responsibilities. She felt more energized, more focused, and happier than ever before. So remember, prioritizing your needs isn't about becoming selfish or demanding. It's about recognizing your worth and creating a life that feels authentically you. Take those small steps today, schedule that self-care time, say no to something that doesn't serve you, and start listening to that inner voice that knows what you truly need. Ready to prioritize like a pro? I know you got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts on the show with us, tag us on social media or leave a review. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.